Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardio over there.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with my friend Dr. Len Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us. I like to give out some five websites. I say you have 24 plus websites. How many do you have, sir?
Oh, gee whiz, John. I've lost count, but you.
Okay.
24 is a good number.
24 plus is kind of a ballpark. And here we just give out a few of them to get people started. The newest one, unless you've got one newer, is waronwethepeople.net. The next one I listen to when I'm working, it's very nice, background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next one I do some shopping at myself, healthyworldstore.com. And then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
Okay. There was a story published at, looks like a Microsoft News, where they're interviewing Dr. Miguel Cardona. He is the Secretary of Education for the United States of America. It's probably a PhD in education. I don't know, not that it matters. Here's what he claims. He claims that legislators who want to protect girls from having boys compete against them in sports into their locker rooms are bullying these mentally ill transgender athletes. So he's doing everything he can to make sure that mentally ill boys who are pretending to be girls can go into the girls' locker room, shower with the girls, and compete successfully, defeating the girls' hopes of getting a college scholarship. That's his goal, Doctor.
Well, gee whiz, John, I think our goal is to make people aware about how insane that is and actually what the bigger picture is, you know.
Go ahead. Well, breaking news at Liberty Daily, Adidas has joined the Transheiser-Busch. Adidas is promoting a new line of swimsuits with a male model who's 6'2" with a hairy chest wearing the women's swimsuits to encourage women to buy the Adidas line of swimsuits.
You know, if you put this into the context, John, we laugh at it because we absolutely know that it's completely insane. However, it's also totally brilliant and it's complete social engineering that we're witnessing. Looking at the greater context, the political, the geopolitical and economic context in which this is happening, this is a symptom. It's not simply a symptom of the insanity of society. It's actually a symptom of the brilliance in using behavioral science to socially engineer we the people to question everything, question reality. They're degenerating normalcy on every level. And why would they do that? Why would deep state and controllers of big tech, big media, big banking do that? Because their agenda is for transhumanizing us into a completely different culture in which this robotics and artificial intelligence, which has gotten to the point of superior artificial general intelligence, which is far smarter than a human brain, far faster in making decisions. That's the agenda. Now, if you've been watching media like I have over the past several years, Jim Carrey was a perfect example. He was kind of like the go-to guy for outputting this counterintelligence that had us question reality. That fits in perfectly with the ayahuasca drug, psychotropic drug revolution, where they're now saying, oh, you've got post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, go into the military, serve the military, you know, even though there's all this trouble with the military and transsexualizing military and questioning the woke mentality, all of this insanity in the context of Jim Carrey's questioning what is reality, the psychotropic drug, ayahuasca cult saying, oh man, you know, you could take this drug and you can see God and you can have a new world religion. So that's where this symptom of insanity is part of a greater picture. You see that, don't you, John?
I do see it, absolutely. You touched on something here that I want to expand on a bit, and that's the speed at which AI can work. You know, most people don't know what an IQ test is testing. People say, well, it'll test what you know. It tests how smart you are. What it tests is the following: it tests how fast your brain works. It's a timed test for that reason. That's the only reason it's timed. It tests how fast your brain works. The human brain can work at a certain speed, and once you get to even the genius level, your brain's working really fast. However, AI can work even faster than the human brain, can't it, sir?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, it's gotten to the point of outrageously ridiculous. I was speaking with a fellow, a very nice fellow I met the other day on the beach, and he said to me, he said, you know, I don't know anything that's going on in the AI arena. What's happening? And I said, do you realize that at this point with the artificial intelligence capability and robotics, where the robots actually look like humans and they talk like humans, and there's now this extreme virtual perfection in this capability to function as a professional. They have psychologists now counseling, robot psychologists counseling people and actually making good sense. However, when the other day I registered for what's called ChatGPT-4, cost me about $20, I think, for the annual subscription or something thereabouts, just to test it out. I have a friend of mine who's also researching it at the present time. It's the most advanced consumer product.
Right.
Now, that's not military.
Right.
Military is way far advanced from what they're giving us, probably at least 20, 30 years. They have more sophisticated capabilities. But essentially, I found how GPT-4 completely lies. Completely
really?
Lies.
Okay, tell us.
Well, I asked, you know, a simple thing is, who is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz? And what did it do? It gathered the primary intelligence that's on, for example, Wikipedia, that used to be actually on Wikipedia. They pulled my Wikipedia page down years ago. In fact, on one of the websites that you recommend people go to, which is waronwethepeople.net, you can go up the upper menu and you can actually pull down the Google, Wikipedia, scam, fraud links and read all about how I had to deal with the censorship of Wikipedia and, in fact, republished the editors. There were about 7 different editors that were questioning whether or not they should terminate Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz's Wikipedia website. And the main editors said, you can't do that. Horowitz is a published author. His number one, he's got the best-selling book in the entire field of emerging viruses and communicable diseases on Amazon. You can't pull his name down. They did it anyway. Why did they do it anyway? Because Central Intelligence Agency controls Wikipedia and the intelligence that actually the counterintelligence and manipulated intelligence for social engineering that they're putting in this media. So at any rate, I go now on to GPT-4. What do? They dig up what was the falsehoods on Wikipedia. They used Wikipedia, in my case, to disparage me, to smear me, to undermine me. You had, for example, where Dr. Leonard Horowitz was contested the FDA, the Food and Drug advocates, came against Dr. Leonard Horowitz because years ago he launched the Urbani's SARS formula. When SARS, I realized, was a complete scam, and I was in Toronto, the main city that it broke out, and we had a wonderful botanist and a botanicals manufacturer in Montana who, with Dr. Joseph Paleo and I, had developed a wonderful formula of natural botanicals in order to combat respiratory illnesses, and particularly coronaviruses. Well, the fact is the FDA came at me, and I basically contested the FDA. I went back and forth. What Wikipedia reported was that the FDA was shutting me down. What they didn't report was that I won in the end. I called the FDA in their BS. And the fact of the matter was, all you had to really do to do that was look carefully at the language of the laws that and the administration rules that the FDA were supposed to be following. They weren't following it. So at any rate, Wikipedia had the fact that, you know, before they pulled Wikipedia down, they had the fact that the FDA came at me. What it didn't report was that I basically told them to go to hell, and here's why you should go to hell, because you're not following your rules and you're not following your laws. And so at any rate, that's where now GPT-4 comes in and reports the same damn propaganda to smear me. So it lies. And then the experts in this whole field have been now increasingly, including Elon Musk, reporting that this is the greatest, gravest risk to civilization in Earth's history. You have a lying technology taking over what is considered normalcy and correct information, and that is tainting the administration of every decision. You know, you're supposed to make decisions based on informed consent. Here now your information is completely hogwash. It's tainted. And that's what now the GPT-4 is outputting. So basically, I corrected the GPT-4 case in my instance, but it didn't resolve into a general international GPT-4 correction. It only then said, oh, okay, Dr. Horowitz, you know, that's nice to know. Thank you for correcting me. So it's really getting to be insane. But you see, to accept, for we the people, to accept this insanity, they have to make us and behaviorally engineer us to question everything, including sexuality, including
Let's go back to Adidas for a moment. Now, there's an annual stockholders meeting for any publicly owned company. I'm pretty sure Adidas is a publicly owned company. At that stockholders meeting, the company presents their profit and loss for the year. And typically, if there's no profit and there's stockholders are going to demand change to make the company profitable again, or more profitable if it's not as profitable as it should be, as stockholders expect. So isn't the job of the CEO of Adidas to make the company profitable in order to satisfy the people who own the company, the stockholders? And typically the CEO himself or herself would be a major owner of stock as well, because they typically, the top executives have stock options to help incentivize them. So my question, Doctor, and I don't expect you necessarily to have an answer, would the CEO of Adidas do this if, unless they knew, or thought at least, that using a 6'2" man to wear the women's swimsuits would increase their sales and make this company more profitable? Or would it not, making the stockholders angry?
Well, I think it would make a lot of people angry. But again, that's the woke agenda. So what is this whole woke movement? It's divisive to the max.
Yes.
And you know, when you're introducing this issue with the financial incentives that these officials are reaping, then essentially what you've got is what Jesus had said. How difficult is it to get, a wealthy man or a fat man through the eye of a needle? You know, again, it's corruption, and it is a desecration of your connection to God, which is supposed to be based on righteousness and divine communion and us being inspired, capable, worthy individuals of serving other human beings in a meaningful way. That's the way it's supposed to be. But instead, you've got insanity ruling, dictating. You've got the bribed officials. This is a form of bribery. You know, you're paying off, you're compromising, you're selling your soul to the devil when you're accepting this woke administration and agenda. So unfortunately, I think that that's the bottom line answer to the question and why it is that we're witnessing this insanity.
Yes, I agree. If you've got a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, I always like to get updates on the rehabilitation of your home damaged by the hurricane, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, I'm heading over there this afternoon. After challenging heavily, actually threatening to report into the Better Business Bureau and the State Attorney General's office, I have the window company coming back. When did they say? Now I have to wait 1 month for them to come back to reinstall the windows that they misinstalled in the first case. I've got that issue to deal with. Again, now I'm trying to get vinyl siding done. And the vinyl siding company, of course, you've got to get your windows and doors in first. So that's all delayed. So I think what I'm going to be doing this weekend pretty much is dealing with the gardens and the orchard and getting that starting to get that back into place. I don't know if I mentioned this on the last program that you asked. I purchased a few blueberry bushes, and I'm going to be planting those this weekend. So it's a gardening weekend, John.
All right. Well, it sounds like things are moving along. And the window company that had incompetent installers is taking care of that also.
Yeah, and I've got some additional windows that I've got to get in. You know, it's coming along. It's a restoration process of love. You know, I've got to look at it as just a loving pastime. That's a hobby for me to reconstruct this place. And I've literally tried my best to not engage people who are out of integrity. And it's very, very difficult in South Florida, particularly in this particularly Hurricane Ian devastated area. There's so much work to be done. And now you've got a limited number of high integrity professionals and contractors who are available. So it's very, very difficult. It's going to take I've given myself another year before I'm going to get it back together again.
All right. Our next caller is from the state of Wyoming, where one of the universities up there forced a woman's sorority to admit a 6'2", 260-pound man into the sorority. That would be Charles in Wyoming. Morning, Charles.
Good morning. Okay. Dr. Horowitz, could you explain the needle gate and what the Bible is referring to when it states that, you know, harder for a man than passing through the eye of a needle? There was a gate. It was the night gate. It was only tall enough that a camel could crawl through it with nothing on it. They had to take everything off the camel. The camel would crawl through. They'd pull the stuff. They'd carry the stuff through. They'd inspect the baggage, and then they'd let them in. A lot of people don't understand it. If you could explain it after the break, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it.
Hold on,
you.
Charles. We'll get back to your question after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment off the same production line that the Department of Defense uses to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, you can do that at thelibertyman.com with EMP Shield equipment. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has a lot of the website, 24+. Listen carefully to just a few we get you started with. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, a place I go shopping occasionally myself, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Well, Doctor, we lost Charles. Do you recall his question, and do you have any comment on it, sir?
Yeah, I do recall. It's a very good question, and I think to cut to the chase of the bottom line is that it's actually a metaphor and it's also humor. And people don't realize when they read the Bible, especially the Christian community, when they read the Bible, I have the advantage of being a Jewish Christian dude. You know, I love Yeshua, Jesus, but I also understand the humor in the Bible, and in different parts, people don't understand that. There is a literal interpretation, and there's also kind of a metaphorical interpretation in a lot of what we're reading in the Bible. And I'll give you another example besides this eye of the needle thing. You remember when Jesus had gone around and really as a huge tax protester, he was a real renegade. He said that this was enslaving. Usury was going to enslave people. He pulled out his whip and beat the moneylenders in front of the temple gates. How dare they do this? Because essentially you could feed 5,000 with faith. And a loaf of bread, you know, you could walk on water, you could manifest miracles with as little faith as a mustard seed, you could move mountains. So all of these truths, when one is living like Jesus lived, a complete spiritual connection to the Creator divine, and that's the life, then suddenly now some of the Bible verses take on a different meaning. Here's a great example. You know, I guess John comes to Jesus and questions after Jesus has talked to the disciples and the apostles numerous times about the evils of taxation and the evils of usury. Then he's accosted on his way back. John's accosted on his way back to a meeting. This is not shortly before Jesus knows he's going to be crucified. And what happens is John asks him, well, what's your position? I was asked by the tax collectors and the temple officials, what's your position on taxation? So Jesus now, after all of what he's been through and all of the work that he's done, he's so frustrated. And this is my interpretation. It's not necessarily your interpretation or what other people would interpret it, but as a Christian Jew who grew up in a culture with Jewish humor that involves sarcasm. And I'll give you an example that's kind of weird, but it's a good example from the Jewish culture. Jesus says, look in, you know, he's so frustrated. They're sitting around a campfire, and he gets this question from John. He says, what do I say about the temple tax and the taxes? And he gets outraged, really, but he expresses it with humor and sarcasm. And he says, you could pay the temple tax, go down to the river, throw in your fish hook, and you'll pull up a fish and look in the mouth, and you'll get a denarius to pay the temple tax. Well, that's insane. You can't take that literally.
Right.
And the reason why you can't take that literally is because Jesus had already said to the tax collectors, you are hypocrites. Look in your pocket. What's in your pocket right now? You pull out a denarius. What's it got on it? It's got Caesar's face on it. Well, that's a graven image. It's a graven image. You don't want to, as a holy man in the Jewish religion, you don't want to be carrying around a graven image to the supposed king. You've got to give it to, that's where he says, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Give it back. Give that coin, that graven image back to Caesar, and then give unto God what that is, what God deserves and would inspire you to have a complete, full divine communion and relationship with the Creator. So that now is my interpretation coming from the Jewish religion. And I'll give you the example. It's kind of crude, but it's kind of funny. My dad...
Hold on, doctor. We'll have to continue after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The COVID section has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, like Dr. Michael Yagan, former Vice President at Pfizer, former Director of Medical Research at Pfizer, telling us in no uncertain terms that the Pfizer COVID vaccination clot shot is designed and intended to hurt and kill people. The Pfizer boosters are intended. It's not a side effect. It's a direct effect, intended effect to hurt and kill people. And you can find that information at thelibertyman.com, along with products that will help you, such as the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis, pain issues, you also need an Energy Cleaner. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, and Dr., let's continue our discussion, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, so I think the answer, what Charles is referring to, is best interpreted in the context of metaphor and not taking it literally, but looking for the humor in it, because that was what was going on. And I mean, I could tell you a little bit of a in the Jewish culture, there is often a metaphorically presented humor, and that speaks to the issues. And I think when Jesus had, for example, said, oh my goodness, just, you know, he was exhausted, he was tired, he knew he was going to go get assassinated, you know, crucified soon, and now his main dudes, his main support, is still asking him the same damn question for which he's being crucified. You know, I know from a spiritual perspective, the crucifixion had a completely different context, but the political issue at the time was that he was really opposing what we're witnessing right now, the degeneration of the United States, the country of America. Where is it going? They can't even decide on a budget. They're going to default on the loans. Now, what's caused the loans? It's exactly what we're talking about now. When Jesus was protesting as a tax protester against the usury, the loaning of money that would enslave people to the banksters, well, this is exactly what we're now seeing the degeneration of the United States with. So going back, it was out of frustration that he presented, in my opinion, my conclusion is, when he said, you know, go down to the river, throw in your fish hook, you'll catch a fish, look in its mouth, there's a denarius there, you can use that to pay the temple tax. In my opinion, that was humor, Jewish humor. And my dad had a crude but very, very kind of humorous response similarly to anybody that asked an absurd question. My dad would say in Yiddish, "Chaptachem beim Tochas, dann wirst du haben Borscht," which literally translated means, bite on your butt, and then you'll get to drink beet soup. That's bizarre. A little bit of crude, but it's humorous in the Jewish culture. That's a standard kind of humor in the Jewish culture. And I think as a Jew, as a Christian Jew, I read the Bible and I interpret it far differently than most Christians read it.
Well, when I was in junior high school, in my first year of high school, I lived in a 99% Jewish middle-class neighborhood. And as you know, but many Christians don't, 12-year-old Jewish boys are studying to read and write Hebrew so that when they have their bar mitzvah, they'll have the bar mitzvah and have a great time. Well, the fathers of these 12-year-old boys, my classmates, they understood 12-year-old boys very well. And these fathers were offering Winchester 94 lever-action 30-30 rifles to their sons if they could pass the test that they could successfully read and write Hebrew. I was ready to convert to Judaism myself. I wanted a 30-30 lever-action also.
That's great, John.
But and my 12-year-old classmates saying, "Oh, John, I'm going to be a man when I turn 13. I thought, "What do you mean you're going to be a man? You can't drive a car, you can't vote, you can't drink, you can't get married, and you're going to be a man?" Oh yeah, I'll be a man. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's a complete spiritual thing. It's only a spiritual connection that is the tradition, you know.
Right,
This is where the bar mitzvah is at. And I had a wonderful bar mitzvah. And I'll give you a little story from my past. My father.
Well, what was the incentive your father gave to you to study and pass the Hebrew test, if he gave one?
It was really to please my grandfather mostly.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was a main thing. But you see, my father was somewhat orthodox, and his father was totally orthodox. He would literally bind his wrist and his forehead with the scriptures three times a day for 3 hours a day. He would you know, he would pray. His story was amazing. I could tell you, he died, interestingly, when he was about 92. And the reason he died was that they took my grandmother from him and put her in a nursing home because my father and my uncle said that she could no longer be taken well care for by him alone.
Right.
So he said, if you do this, I will die. Well, they did it anyway. That was a big mistake. He died 2 weeks later. And I was there at the morgue when the physician came up from the morgue to report what he died from. He says, I don't understand how your father could have lived for the last 20 years. Every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer. What kept that man alive was the love he had for Betty, my grandmother. It kept him alive. It gave him a purpose in life. Now you take that away, the soul's spirit has no more service, no more love to give and share and care for. And then suddenly now your immune system goes down. And this is consistent with what I've been saying now for years. Your immunity is primarily based on spirituality. Your soul and spirit is rejuvenating. The Holy Spirit power of love rejuvenates, restores. So you take that away, now your immune system fails and you become sick and die. So at any rate, that's the long story. My grandfather was extremely orthodox. My father wanted my grandfather to be pleased. And I can tell you, one of the proudest moments of my life was literally having my father pulled me out of the Hebrew school and really lay it into the Hebrew school teacher, who was basically not conforming. It was a manipulation, just like, you know, you have Bibles that are no longer consistent with King James. They begin to alter the language. They do that also in the Jewish religion, and they begin to teach different language that my father, as an Orthodox Jew, was used to, and my grandfather was used to, and I was failed. They gave me a failing grade for not doing it in the new way, not speaking Hebrew in the new way. I was to speak Hebrew. My father said it was absolutely fine to speak in the original Hebrew language. Well, they pulled me out of Hebrew school. So my father personally sat with me and tutored me to learn Hebrew. And the proudest day of my life, really, was when I was a bar mitzvah and I was standing up there at this beautiful temple in front of the Ark of the Covenant, you know, the Torah, and reading it, singing it, and see my grandfather beaming with joy in the front row.
Absolutely.
It was a spiritual moment for me that really had a beautiful impact on my life and has created the foundation of my love for the Jewish tradition and the love that's there the beauty of the divine communion that is heralded, celebrated in the Jewish religion.
Absolutely. Well said, Doctor, and thank you for sharing it with us. I do a segue here. We touched on a few moments ago about the crucifixion. Most modern people in Western civilization regard crucifixion as a barbaric practice that took place 2,000 years ago. Now, right now, Washington, D.C., we have the embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia at 601 New Hampshire Avenue Northwest, open for business, began open at 9 a.m. this morning. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia does practice crucifixion. They crucify people. And we treat these folks as if they're normal people, that they have an open embassy in Washington, D.C., as if they're normal human beings conducting their lives in a normal fashion, conducting business in a normal fashion. People go to visit there and conduct business there. We have any number of American technicians there right now keeping their airplanes flying and attempting to teach their pilots. How can both things exist at the same time? A government which practices crucifixion and having an open embassy in Washington, D.C., as if they're somehow normal. How can that be?
Well, again, when you start to be open to different cultures, let me give you I'll play the devil's advocate for a moment, John. Look at the degeneration of American society currently, particularly in the cities, and the crime rate that is off the charts. And instead of prosecuting, incarcerating, or even sending to the electric chair people like Joe Biden, who deserves to be in electric chair at this point, from my opinion, instead of, look at the case in New York now, where the hero who obviously was helping to arrest and stop this insane drug criminal from damaging people on the subway.
Right.
He is now prosecuted as the criminal, and the woke mob media is saying that the hero was the insane person, drug addict, criminal. So our culture, think about what would happen in America if we adopted the crucifixion of criminals and actually had real criminal justice administered in the United States, whereby we show socially the justice served. In my opinion, you know, it's, again, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If you murder people, then you deserve to die. That's my personal opinion. I mean, that's you taking a life. Well, you know, let's give yours up. That would be justice, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people disagree with me, and they say, oh, well, these criminals, they're psychopathic. You know, they need therapy, and it's a social disease. You know, we've talked about that previously on the show with looking at the Officer Krumke music track from West Side Story. We've known this problem, but yet we've permitted it. Now, just expand our brain a little bit. What would happen if we had, like in the old days, tar and feathering of the criminals in the town square, where you see justice being administered? Now, again, that could get out of hand heavily with a corrupt government, but unfortunately, that's what we have. But again, you know, I'm not going to pass judgment on the righteous administration of justice in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, well, let's move on to, from there, Doctor. We got a caller on hold. We got Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat. Pat, you're on the air. Looks like we lost Pat. Maybe Pat can call back. Okay, Doctor, I've got a break coming up in a couple of minutes. Looks like, what's the word on, you have a lawsuit with Pfizer. What's the status of that, sir?
Actually, yesterday I called a couple of the couple in Washington, D.C. that have been on Newsmax a couple times. You know, the judge says, Dr. Horowitz, you really need to refile this complaint. And I have been through my complaint, and he said, get a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, John. You know that. And nope. And so the complaint needs to be revised and resubmitted. And so I contacted in Washington, D.C., that brilliant couple that have been taking on white-collar organized crime. They are the Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tozing. And they're the attorney in the law firm in D.C. that's taking on the white-collar crimes and terrorism and national security and intelligence matters. And unfortunately, I would have to pay them right out of the gate $25,000 as a retainer to just get them started. And that's just the beginning. I'm sure a case against, in my particular case, against Pfizer, and I have actually now, what's interesting is I have a restoration, rejuvenation of my statute of limitations. So what was the problem, one of the problems I was facing and am currently facing with the Pfizer and Moderna complaint that laid out everything that we're now witnessing as truth. And, you know, the news headlines are saying, okay, yeah, it was a lab virus and Fauci was involved and complicit with the drug companies, et cetera, et cetera. The statute of limitations had run on one of my primary claims and primary parties, but now, as of a couple weeks ago, I've had it restored. So I'm actually in a position right now to do exactly what the judge had ordered me to do, but I can't afford them right now because I've got so much cost with the house in Boquilla on Pine Island, and my basic, like you mentioned, I have many websites. I have 528records.com that's completely off, you know, it's down. It was hacked, and it needs to be completely restored. I have so many other expenses and so many other needs right now financially that I can't afford to put out $25,000 to just have a retainer to begin a case, not just about Pfizer, not just about Moderna, but this involves the FBI.
It's a massive undertaking. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. Unless you want to stay over half an hour, we got that available this morning.
Oh, sure, John. Be happy to join you.
All right. We got a top of the hour break coming up soon, but we've got our last break this hour right now.
Company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was.
We're back. Go ahead, doctor. Continue where you left off.
Oh, well, that's it. That's where it stands right now.
Okay. All right.
It takes a lot of money. You know, a ton of money
oh,
in
yeah.
order to
oh, yes.
advanced litigations, especially against Pfizer, Moderna, and in this case, particularly federal agents and agencies that are complicit in the disparagement, unfair, deceptive trade, and literally damaging my person, my businesses, my everything. You know, because that's what they—that's what the lawsuit fundamentally is about, as well as religious freedoms. You see, you know, because again, much of my work, especially the work that over intertwines in Hawaii, I've mentioned it on this program many times. The royal bloodline of David is the main defendant against those that are stealing my properties, and the outrageous big picture that literally goes, as I've mentioned previously, from Big Pharma to the Democratic-controlled deep state-controlled state of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands, where my property is under siege. It's a spiritual religious property for that is owned by the royal bloodline of David. That intertwines with the fact that, for example, Oxy Silver, we're actually advancing this whole concept of the key of the House of David is 528 frequency, which we've talked about many times on the show. And you listen to 528radio.com, the fundamental mission is to do exactly what Jesus was, his mission was to save souls, literally awaken people in their consciousness to be able to live a complete full life with divine communion. That's the mission of the ministry in Hawaii that's under siege currently, that's intertwined with CIA's attack against us. And that's where the federal agencies, and I've gone to the FBI four times. I've had four different FBI investigators. You know, we're witnessing today in the news, headline news, how corrupt the FBI is, how corrupt the Justice Department. It needs to be revamped from top down. And I had four FBI agents look at what's going down for me in Hawaii. And one of them left the FBI. She was brilliant, absolutely put out the clear investigation urging of a criminal indictments to be issued. The main fellow has actually all been indicted, just like Hunter Biden is being claimed to have violated the gun laws and his taxes. It's a slap on the wrist compared to the treason, a slap on the wrist. So basically, that's what they're doing with a dude named Paul J. Sulla Jr., who's a main mover and shaker in the ayahuasca drug cartel, the international drug cartel that's behind this ayahuasca psychotropic drug. You're going to see God. They call it the God molecule. That's my case in Hawaii that involves the CIA, and the FBI has been covering up for the CIA in my case. So that's why I'm looking at Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tonsing, because they handle these kinds of cases. But anyway, that's where it stands right now. Well, I can't afford them right now.
Roger that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.